Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3143. If you own one thing in the world, let it be this, by Carrie Ogden with nosidebar.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. And I'm gonna jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. If you own one thing in the world, let it be this, by Carrie Ogden with nosidebar.com. Quote, "And the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom." Elizabeth Appel. Almost everyone lives out of the misguided belief that they aren't enough. Caught in the comparative mind, we judge ourselves against unrealistic ideals. What most don't realize is that at a primitive level, this need to prove our worth is rooted in the need to belong. I should know, the story of my life is of wanting to belong. I believe that if I could just find my tribe, I'd feel at ease and be at home. I looked for it everywhere. And when the miracle didn't happen, I tried to smoke it, eat it, buy it, clean it, perfect it, and fill in the blank it. After years of searching, it finally dawned on me that I had betrayed my deepest self along the way. All those attempts at fitting in were repeated demonstrations that I wasn't enough. That soul-heavy moment was my invitation home. I'm still on that journey with minimalism as my companion. Why minimalism? Because the lifestyle is essentially about releasing attachment to what no longer serves you as to focus on what matters most. Since what matters changes over a lifetime, there is no right or wrong way to do it. Minimalism is less about the quantity of items you have than it is the quality of life you create. I'd go so far as to say there is only one thing in this world you really need to own, and that's you. The trick is to own yourself completely and so bone-knowingly that no one can shake you free. You are solidly rooted within. Once you see if how your life has been guided by limited beliefs, you can work on the fears that drive them. As you free yourself from those fears, you come closer to living from your most authentic self. That's the freedom of true belonging. Owning yourself. Three practices that are essential for the quest are solitude, boundaries, and connection. Master these, and you master yourself. Number one, distraction is the enemy of solitude. To successfully own ourselves, we must build a capacity to be contentedly alone. Philosopher Paul Tillich said, quote, "Language has created the word loneliness to express the pain of being alone, and it has created the word solitude to express the glory of being alone," end quote. Be prepared. The brain will tell you stories, blurring the lines between loneliness and solitude. It will confuse self-reflection with boredom and encourage you to choose comfort over courage. They'll convince you something compelling is waiting elsewhere. Our minds need to wander now and then, but instead of encouraging this, we make it a point to stay preoccupied. Interestingly, in my field, having a preoccupied attachment is not so good. These folks crave intimacy, but doubt their worth, making it hard for them to trust that they are loved. Preoccupied children are anxious and need a lot of reassurance. As they mature, they need constant interaction to assuage their insecurity, yet often still feel alone. Social media is ripe territory for these souls, where unlimited likes are waiting at every post. All they have to do is figure out the formula. While validation is wonderful and necessary, when we cater to others, we forget who we are. We develop a personality dysmorphia, forming ourselves into the image of the highest bidder. The ability to be alone with ourselves is key to the development of empathy, identity, and creativity. Kids growing up looking down are not developing these important traits. Truth is, we must all learn to be okay with ourselves without distraction. One of the great rewards of solitude is an increased capacity to reflect on who we are and want to be. In quiet moments come thoughtful questions like, what gives my life meaning? What do I want in life? What is holding me back from my best self? Number two, belonging is an inside job. Another non-negotiable requirement for true belonging are healthy boundaries. The journey of self is ripe with vulnerability. Doubt and uncertainty are a given. Your beliefs will be challenged, and the need to please will rear its ugly head, but without a clear sense of where you stand, it'll be hard to draw the line. Boundaries help determine what is acceptable and what is dehumanizing behavior. They encourage us to name our values and identify our physical, emotional, and spiritual limits. Take a moment to consider what you can tolerate and accept and what makes you feel uncomfortable and stressed. Those feelings will help point to where your limits are. Another clue is when you're feeling resentful. It's often a sign that you're pushing yourself beyond your limits or someone else is imposing theirs onto you. We can't control what others say, do, or think any more than we can the weather. We can only take responsibility for our own actions and let go of the rest. And number three, we are born to connect. We must stay in love with humanity. This is a tall order during times of chaos, but the more we can allow ourselves to take in the beauty, sorrows, joy, and pain, the more human we become. It's that simple. One of the most powerful barriers in life is being caught in divisive emotional reactions such as anger, fear, and despair. When we get caught in these negative patterns, we armor over our hearts. Pain hurts, and it's natural to protect against it. When life feels unbearable, the pull is strong to turn toward hopelessness and blame. But such thoughts take us further away from each other and from ourselves. True belonging is the awareness that you're never alone, that we are inextricably connected by our shared humanity and need for belonging. This is not about faith, God, or religion. It's the basic knowledge that we all come into this world with the same basic needs. In our darkest moments, when there is so little to give, breathing into the heart is itself an act of love. The very process of opening to our pain opens us to the universal pain of being human. When we shut it down, we close down our joy along with it. That lets darkness win. Whereas saying yes to what is allows us to say yes to it all, to see the beauty and the suffering equally. The courage to own. Belonging is so primal to survival that the threat of losing it is terrifying. Some abandon their beliefs to avoid the risk. What they don't know is that if they can look past the conditional approval of others and put one courageous foot in front of another, a path will emerge that'll lead to a new tribe of like-minded souls. There'll be a cost. The beginning of the journey is hard and lonely. You need a warrior's heart, tough and tender, fierce and kind, brave and afraid. Don't worry if you don't have it at first. The journey will help you find it. Thankfully, once you know it, it's impossible to unknow it. The work is then to get to a place where we extend the same courtesy, care, and compassion to ourselves as we do the ones we love. The work is hard, but worth it because you are worth it. You just listened to the post titled, "If You Own One Thing in the World, Let It Be This," by Kerry Ogden with NoSidebar.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Kerry, guest writer on No Sidebar. The pressure to fit in and change ourselves is especially forceful these days with social media. It's really easy to compare ourselves to others when it feels like most of the apps and tools we use are constantly filled with other people's stories and pictures. It can put us into this spiral of always trying to chase some illusion of the perfect life, which doesn't exist, obviously, even though other social media profiles might make it look like the perfect life does exist. And I'll talk about this idea of distraction and solitude for a bit because that's something I do have a decent amount of experience in. If you've ever spent time meditating, you know you've spent what feels like forever in solitude and know how quickly our minds go from peaceful to chaotic, really in the blink of an eye. But the more we practice that, just sitting and basically doing nothing, being comfortable in our own skin, just focusing on the breath, noticing a distraction and coming back to the breath, the more we do that, the more comfortable we get with just being. I mean, it sounds kind of silly and maybe very easy if you've never done it before, but meditation can be frustrating and can feel like we're failing when we're just sitting doing nothing. It's funny how that works. But that might not be your thing, that's totally fine. Hopefully there's something here that hit home or that made sense for you in your own life. But I'll leave it there for now. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend. Thank you for being here, and an extra thank you if you've ever shared this show with someone, that really helps. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.